At Banda Village. At Banda Village, translated by Bhikkhu Sujato. Understood. So I have heard. At one time the Buddha was staying in the land of the Wajis at the village of Banda. There the Buddha addressed the mendicants. Mendicants? Venerable sir, they replied. The Buddha said this. Mendicants, not understanding and not penetrating four things, both you and I have wandered and transmigrated for such a very long time. What for? Noble ethics, immersion, wisdom, and freedom. These noble ethics, immersion, wisdom, and freedom have been understood and comprehended. Craving for continued existence has been cut off. The attachment to continued existence is ended. Now there'll be no more future lives. That is what the Buddha said. Then the Holy One, the teacher, went on to say, ethics, immersion, and wisdom, and the supreme freedom, these things have been understood by Gotama, the renowned. And so the Buddha, having insight, explained this teaching to the mendicants. The teacher made an end of suffering, seeing clearly, he is extinguished. Fallen. Someone without four things is said to have fallen from this teaching and training. What for? Noble ethics, immersion, wisdom, and freedom. Someone without these four things is said to have fallen from this teaching and training. Someone with four things is said to be secure in this teaching and training. What for? Noble ethics, immersion, wisdom, and freedom. Someone with these four things is said to be secure in this teaching and training. They fall, collapsed and fallen, greedy, they return. The work is done, the joyful is enjoyed, happiness is found through happiness. Broken, first. When a foolish, incompetent, bad person has four qualities, they keep themselves broken and damaged. They deserve to be blamed and criticised by sensible people, and they make much bad karma. What for? Without examining or scrutinising, they praise those deserving of criticism, and they criticise those deserving of praise. They arouse faith in things that are dubious, and they don't arouse faith in things that are inspiring. When a foolish, incompetent, bad person has these four qualities, they keep themselves broken and damaged. They deserve to be blamed and criticised by sensible people, and they make much bad karma. When an astute, competent, good person has four qualities, they keep themselves healthy and whole. They don't deserve to be blamed and criticised by sensible people, and they make much merit. What for? After examining and scrutinising, they criticise those deserving of criticism, and they praise those deserving of praise. They don't arouse faith in things that are dubious, and they do arouse faith in things that are inspiring. When an astute, competent, good person has these four qualities, they keep themselves healthy and whole. They don't deserve to be blamed and criticised by sensible people, and they make much merit. When you praise someone worthy of criticism, or criticise someone worthy of praise, you choose bad luck with your own mouth. You'll never find happiness that way. Bad luck at dice is a trivial thing, if all you lose is your money and all your own, even yourself. What's really terrible luck is to hate the holy ones. For more than 2 quinquadecillion years and another 5 quattordecillion years, a slanderer of noble ones goes to hell, having aimed bad words and thoughts at them. Broken, second. When a foolish, incompetent, bad person acts wrongly toward four people, they keep themselves broken and damaged. They deserve to be blamed and criticized by sensible people, and they make much bad karma. What for? Mother, father, a realized one, and a disciple of a realized one. When a foolish, incompetent, bad person acts wrongly toward these four people, they keep themselves broken and damaged. They deserve to be blamed and criticized by sensible people, and they make much bad karma. When an astute, competent, good person acts rightly toward four people, they keep themselves healthy and whole. They don't deserve to be blamed and criticized by sensible people, and they make much merit. What for? Mother, father, a realized one, and a disciple of a realized one. When an astute, competent, good person acts rightly toward these four people, they keep themselves healthy and whole. They don't deserve to be blamed and criticized by sensible people, and they make much merit. A person who does wrong by their mother or father, or a realized one, a Buddha, or one of their disciples, makes much bad karma. Because of their unprincipled conduct toward their parents, they're criticized in this life by the astute, and they depart to be reborn in a place of loss. A person who does right by their mother and father, or a realized one, a Buddha, or one of their disciples, makes much merit. Because of their principled conduct toward their parents, they're praised in this life by the astute, and they depart to rejoice in heaven. With the stream. These four people are found in the world. What for? A person who goes with the stream, a person who goes against the stream, a steadfast person, and a Brahmin who has crossed over and stands on the far shore. And who is the person who goes with the stream? It's a person who takes part in sensual pleasures and does bad deeds. This is called a person who goes with the stream. And who is the person who goes against the stream? It's a person who doesn't take part in sensual pleasures or do bad deeds. They live the full and spiritual life in pain and sadness, weeping, with tearful faces. This is called a person who goes against the stream. And who is the steadfast person? It's a person who, with the ending of the five lower fetters, is reborn spontaneously. They're extinguished there and are not liable to return from that world. This is called a steadfast person. And who is a Brahmin who has crossed over and stands on the far shore? It's a person who realizes the undefiled freedom of heart and freedom by wisdom in this very life. And they live having realized it with their own insight due to the ending of defilements. This is called a Brahmin who has crossed over and stands on the far shore. These are the four people found in the world. All those people with unbridled sensuality, not free of lust, enjoying sensual pleasures in this life, again and again they return to birth and old age. Those who go with the stream are sunk in craving. So a wise one in this life, with mindfulness established, doesn't take part in sensual pleasures and bad deeds. In pain, they'd give up sensual pleasures. They call that person one who goes against the stream. Someone who's given up five corruptions, a perfect trainee, not liable to decline, who's mastered their mind, with faculties immersed in samadhi, that's called a steadfast person. The sage who has comprehended all things, high and low, cleared them and ended them, so they are no more. They've completed the spiritual journey and gone to the end of the world. They're called one who has gone beyond. A little learning. Mendicants, these four people are found in the world. What for? A person may have little learning and not get the point of learning. Little learning, but get the point of learning. much learning but not get the point of learning, much learning and get the point of learning. And how has a person learned little and not got the point of learning? It's when a person has learned little of the statements, songs, discussions, verses, inspired exclamations, legends, stories of past lives, amazing stories, and classifications. And with the little they've learned, they understand neither the meaning nor the text, nor do they practice in line with the teaching. That's how a person has learned little and not got the point of learning. And how has a person learned little but has got the point of learning? It's when a person has learned little of the statements, songs, discussions, verses, inspired exclamations, legends, stories of past lives, amazing stories, and classifications. But with the little they've learned, they understand the meaning in the text, and they practice in line with the teaching. That's how a person has learned little but has got the point of learning. And how has a person learned much but hasn't got the point of learning? It's when a person has learned much of the statements, songs, discussions, verses, inspired exclamations, legends, stories of past lives, amazing stories, and classifications. But even though they've learned much, they understand neither the meaning nor the text, nor do they practice in line with the teaching. That's how a person has learned much but hasn't got the point of learning. And how has a person learned much and has got the point of learning? It's when a person has learned much of the statements, songs, discussions, verses, inspired exclamations, legends, stories of past lives, amazing stories, and classifications. And with the large amount they've learned, they understand the meaning and the text, and they practice in line with the teaching. That's how a person has learned much and has got the point of learning. These are the four people found in the world. If you don't learn much and aren't steady in ethics, they'll criticise you on both counts for your ethics and your learning. If you don't learn much and you are steady in ethics, they'll praise your ethical conduct since your learning has succeeded. If you learn much but aren't steady in ethics, they'll criticise your ethical conduct for your learning hasn't succeeded. If you learn much and you are steady in ethics, they'll praise you on both counts for your ethics and your learning. A wise disciple of the Buddha who is learned and has memorized the teachings, like a pendant of river gold, who is worthy to criticize them? Even the gods praise them, and by Brahma too they're praised. Beautification. Mendicants. These four competent, educated, assured, learned people who have memorized the teachings and practice in line with the teachings beautify the Sangha. What for? A monk, a nun, a layman, and a laywoman. These four competent, educated, assured, learned people who have memorized the teachings and practice in line with the teachings beautify the Sangha. Whoever is competent and assured, learned, a memorizer of the teachings, who lives in line with the teachings, such a person is said to beautify the Sangha. A monk accomplished in ethics and a learned nun, a faithful layman and a faithful laywoman too, these beautify the Sangha. They are the beautifiers of the Sangha. Self-assured. Mendicants. A realized one has four kinds of self-assurance. With these he claims the bull's place, roars his lion's roar in the assemblies, and turns the holy wheel. What for? I see no reason for anyone, whether ascetic, Brahmin, God, Mara or Brahma, or anyone else in the world, to legitimately scold me, saying, "You claim to be fully awakened, but you don't understand these things." Since I see no such reason, I live secure, fearless, and assured. I see no reason for anyone, whether ascetic, Brahmin, God, Mara or Brahma, or anyone else in the world, to legitimately scold me, saying, "You claim to have ended all defilements, but these defilements have not ended. Since I see no such reason, I live secure, fearless, and assured. I see no reason for anyone, whether ascetic, Brahmin, God, Mara, or Brahma, or anyone else in the world, to legitimately scold me, saying, 'The acts that you say are obstructions are not really obstructions for the one who performs them.' Since I see no such reason, I live secure, fearless, and assured. I see no reason for anyone, whether ascetic, Brahmin, God, Mara, or Brahma, or anyone else in the world, to legitimately scold me, saying, 'Though you teach that this teaching leads to the goal of the complete ending of suffering, it doesn't lead there for one who practices it.' Since I see no such reason, I live secure, fearless, and assured. A realized one has these four kinds of self-assurance. With these he claims the bull's place, roars his lion's roar in the assemblies, and turns the holy wheel. The various grounds for criticism that ascetics and Brahmins rely on vanish on reaching a realized one, assured, gone beyond grounds for criticism. He rolls forth the wheel of Dhamma as a consummate one, complete, compassionate for all living creatures. Sentient beings revere him, first among gods and humans, who has gone beyond rebirth. The Arising of Craving. Mendicants, there are four things that give rise to craving in a mendicant. What for? For the sake of robes, alms food, lodgings, or rebirth in this or that state. These are the four things that give rise to craving in a mendicant. Craving is a person's partner as they transmigrate on this long journey. They go from this state to another, but don't escape transmigration. Knowing this drawback, that craving is the cause of suffering. Rid of craving, free of grasping, a mendicant would go forth mindfully. Attachments. Mendicants, there are these four attachments. What for? The attachment to sensual pleasures, future lives, views, and ignorance. And what is the attachment to sensual pleasures? It's when you don't truly understand sensual pleasures' origin, ending, gratification, drawback, and escape. So greed, relishing, affection, infatuation, thirst, passion, attachment, and craving for sensual pleasures linger on inside. This is called the attachment to sensual pleasures. Such is the attachment to sensual pleasures. And what is the attachment to future lives? It's when you don't truly understand future lives' origin, ending, gratification, drawback, and escape. So greed, relishing, affection, infatuation, thirst, passion, attachment, and craving for continued existence linger on inside. This is called the attachment to future lives. Such are the attachments to sensual pleasures and future lives. And what is the attachment to views? It's when you don't truly understand views' origin, ending, gratification, drawback, and escape. So greed, relishing, affection, infatuation, thirst, passion, attachment, and craving for views linger on inside. This is called the attachment to views. Such are the attachments to sensual pleasures, future lives, and views. And what is the attachment to ignorance? It's when you don't truly understand the six fields of contact's origin, ending, gratification, drawback, and escape. So ignorance and unknowing of the six fields of contact linger on inside. This is called the attachment to ignorance. Such are the attachments to sensual pleasures, future lives, views, and ignorance. Someone attached to bad, unskillful qualities corruptions that lead to future lives and are hurtful, resulting in suffering and future rebirth, old age and death, is called one who has not found sanctuary from attachments. These are the four attachments. There are these four kinds of detachment. What for? Detachment from sensual pleasures, future lives, views, and ignorance. And what is detachment from sensual pleasures? It's when you truly understand sensual pleasures' origin, ending, gratification, drawback, and escape. So greed, relishing, affection, infatuation, thirst, passion, attachment, and craving for sensual pleasures don't linger on inside. This is called detachment from sensual pleasures. Such is detachment from sensual pleasures. And what is detachment from future lives? It's when you truly understand future lives' origin, ending, gratification, drawback, and escape. So greed, relishing, affection, infatuation, thirst, passion, attachment, and craving for continued existence don't linger on inside. This is called detachment from future lives. Such is detachment from sensual pleasures and future lives. And what is detachment from views? It's when you truly understand views' origin, ending, gratification, drawback, and escape. So greed, relishing, affection, infatuation, thirst, passion, attachment, and craving for views don't linger on inside. This is called detachment from views. Such is detachment from sensual pleasures, future lives, and views. And what is detachment from ignorance? It's when you truly understand the six fields of contact's origin, ending, gratification, drawback, and escape. So ignorance and unknowing of the six fields of contact don't linger on inside. This is called detachment from ignorance. Such is detachment from sensual pleasures, future lives, views, and ignorance. Someone detached from bad, unskillful qualities, defilements that lead to future lives and are hurtful, resulting in suffering and future rebirth, old age and death, is called one who has found sanctuary from attachments. These are the four kinds of detachment. Attached to both sensual pleasures and the desire to be reborn in a future life, attached also to views and led about by ignorance, sentient beings continue to transmigrate with ongoing birth and death. But those who completely understand sensual pleasures and the attachment to all future lives, with the attachment to views eradicated and ignorance dispelled, detached from all attachments, those sages have gone beyond all attachments.